Evil Has No Local Habitation by Doris White Evans. In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy states, quote, "Evil has no local habitation nor name," end quote. You can apply this statement to any situation that may arise. Evil has presented pictures to us all of some very inharmonious, disturbing situations. When you are tempted to be disturbed, remember, evil has no local habitation. Evil can't live anywhere. It can't live in anybody's house, and it can't call itself by anyone's name. Evil has no local habitation. Evil has no location in anyone's chest. No local habitation. It has no habitation in anyone's stomach, heart, head, or in any other organ of the body. In an arm, a leg, or a foot. Evil has no local habitation. This is a most wonderful treatment. Evil has no name. It can't call itself headache, can't call itself flu, can't call itself cancer, can't call itself fear, disease, or trouble. It can't call itself stupidity. There are no stupid mortals in God's kingdom. This strong statement of truth wipes out evil's lying claims. I've seen this statement bring healing in many cases. It's a tremendous truth. Evil has no local habitation nor name. Refuse to give error a name. Refuse to give it a place. Evil is always the same thing, and the word for it is nothingness. If you approach evil that way, as nothing, it will not be able to do what it would like to do to you. Error is never up to anything good. Science and Health goes on to say, quote, "Error excludes itself from harmony. Error is a liar. It can't survive in a truth-filled consciousness. It puts itself out. It is always a liar, and it will always destroy itself if disbelieved." And finally, Science and Health tells us that, quote, "Sin is its own punishment," end quote. We don't have to punish anyone. If a person disobeys the law of love, he will punish himself. The law of divine justice is always operating. Quote, "Error excludes itself from harmony," end quote. The punishment often comes quickly, and many times very severely. All there is to any suggestion that animal magnetism can put forth is nothing. It is always nothing. Don't believe it. You don't have to have it. Why? Because God never made it or authorized it. God never gave it power. Therefore, it is powerless. How wonderful that we can walk over any unpleasant situation. We don't have to be trapped in it. If, however, we're not being honest with ourselves or with our fellow man, we're giving evil a resting place. I think we're too smart to do that. The Plainfield Church motto is, quote, "Honesty is spiritual power." Let's claim this power. Let's live the power. Be honest with God. Never go behind closed doors in your thinking or in your home and have a double standard that you would not like your church brothers and sisters to see. Don't make excuses for error. Don't be nice to it. If it's an error, it's all wrong. No local habitation. It has no place in the thinking of a right-minded person. Science and health is eternally fresh. Fresh and new. You can find something in it that inspires you and heals whatever may be trying to disturb you. Open your heart to God, and He will show you His perfect plan. Thank God that Christian Science does heal. It does work. It wipes out all evil as we stand faithfully with the truths we've learned and trust God's love and willingness to care for us, His beloved children.